This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. National Conference leader Umar Abdullah has taken oath as the Chief Minister of the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir. Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha administered the oath to Mr. Abdullah along with his Council of Ministers at Sher-e-Kashmir International Convention Centre in Srinagar today. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge, Leader of Opposition in Lok Sabha Rahul Gandhi, Samajwadi Party President Akhilesh Yadav and other leaders of India bloc attended the oath ceremony. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said development and growth hinge on peace and stability. He warned that cross-border activities marked by terrorism, extremism and separatism undermine efforts to boost trade, energy flows, connectivity and people-to-people exchanges. Dr. Jaishankar addressed the 23rd meeting of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Council of Heads of Government in Islamabad, Pakistan today. He stressed that cooperation between nations must be founded on mutual respect, sovereign equality and recognition of territorial integrity. Highlighting the need for collaboration across various sectors, Dr. Jaishankar said collective efforts could mobilize resources, attract investment and expand business networks. Dr. Jaishankar also underscored the relevance of India's global initiatives within the SCO framework. He highlighted India's leadership in the International Solar Alliance and the Coalition for Disaster Resilient Infrastructure. He also highlighted the importance of mission life, yoga and millets, while noting India's advancement in digital public infrastructure. In his address, the minister also pitched for comprehensive reform of the UN Security Council. President Draupadi Murmu has left for Mauritania today on the second leg of her visit after concluding her three-day tour to Algeria. President Murmu held various bilateral meetings with Algerian leadership and delegations, giving a major boost to the Indo-Algeria relationship. Our correspondent covering the president's visit reports that the president is scheduled to have multiple events in a day-long visit to Mauritania. She will hold bilateral meetings with her Mauritanian counterpart, Mohamed Ould Ghazouani, and other leaders. President Murmu will also interact with the Indian diaspora in Mauritania. Union Communication Minister Jyotiraditya Scindia has said 46% of the total digital transactions in the world are done in India. Addressing the inaugural session of the International 6G Symposium at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today, Mr. Scindia said, in August this year, around 1.5 billion transactions of $275 billion took place on UPI. He also stressed on the need to ensure cybersecurity for every citizen. The minister expressed confidence that India will lead the world in 6G technology. The 8th edition of India Mobile Congress is being held in New Delhi. The four-day event is showcasing India's innovation ecosystem. This event features over 400 exhibitors, around 900 startups and participation from 120 countries. India Mobile Congress is Asia's largest digital technology forum, showcasing innovative solutions, services and state-of-the-art use cases for industry, government, academics, startups and other key stakeholders in the technology and telecom ecosystem. The Supreme Court today criticized the Haryana and Punjab state governments for non-compliance in one of its earlier orders related to air pollution due to stubble burning. A bench headed by Justice Abhay S. Oka directed the Commission for Air Quality Management, CAQM, to take penal action against Haryana government officials for failure to take action against the violators. The bench, hearing the issue of non-compliance with CAQM directions, set a one-week deadline to prosecute violators. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated the National Security Guard, NSG, on their raising day today. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said the nation salutes all NSG personnel for their unwavering dedication, courage and determination in safeguarding the country. Mr. Modi said NSG's commitment to protecting the nation against threats is admirable. Union Home Minister Amit Shah also extended greetings to the NSG on their raising day in a social media post. Mr. Shah said NSG is living up to the motto of Sarvatra Sarvottam Suraksha. And with that, we end this news bulletin.